Hello, it's Lynn Malcolm with a bonus mini-episode of Psych Talks, made with the support of the Melbourne School of Psychological Sciences. Last time, we looked at the power of fear appeals to change people's behaviour. We discovered that the recipe for what makes a fear appeal ad actually effective. And we deep dived into campaigns by the Victorian Transport Accident Commission, the TAC, which mastered this recipe on campaigns that had a measurable, real impact on drivers. But we thought you might also be curious about fear appeal ads that seem to more miss the mark, and turn to our expert, Dr. Cassie Hayward, to explore a prime example. And just a warning, like the last episode, this one contains dramatisations of distressing scenes.
The ad called Stay at Home, just for those of you who mightn't have seen it, showed a fairly distressing image of a young adult woman in hospital with breathing tubes and clearly in a bad way.
Back in mid-2021, the Australian government brought out the Stay at Home and Arm Yourself ads as part of its COVID-19 health campaign. But the public's response to the ads was largely lukewarm at best.
I think the issue with this ad is not so much the distressing scene. So we've seen plenty of ads with confronting scenes that have worked well, but there are a few things that this ad probably missed the mark on. So one was that it inadvertently offended medical professionals who said that portraying that woman as alone in her hospital bed is not representative of how it happens. But I think the biggest issue with that ad, and that explains why it made people angry, was the what can I do part of the recipe was impossible for most of that target audience at the time the ad was released. So to get a fear appeal right, you have to get the threat and the severity right. And I think this COVID ad kind of got that part right, not perfect, but at least in the right direction. But to motivate people into action rather than just terrify them or anger them, you have to provide an action plan that they can do.
At the time, people who were around the same age as the woman in the ad weren't yet eligible for a vaccine. Using a stick approach, says Cassie, didn't work here because this aspect fell over.
It predictably led to people feeling angry rather than motivating them into action. But then on the other extreme, that the ad called Arm Yourself, we kind of see, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's really just a smorgasbord of arms with band-aids on. And the voiceover tells us that the vaccine is our best defence.
It's time to arm yourself. Book your vaccination today at australia.gov.au.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that message at all. It just came across as a bit uninspiring. Now, it wasn't necessarily trying to be a fear appeal, but if we still take that recipe of, you know, we have to get people's attention and then tell them how to stop whatever that thing is happening, this ad kind of got the second half right about, you know, get the vaccine, but it didn't grab our attention enough or remind us why we should prioritise vaccination. So it just came across as a little bit kind of unmotivating or uninspiring.
When these ads were released, according to the Melbourne Institute, just under 30% of the population were hesitant or uncertain about getting vaccinated. Cassie says reflecting on missed opportunities by COVID awareness campaigns ought to give us pause.
I just wonder if we could have been in a better place if we had an evidence-driven stick approach to the public messaging of vaccination and COVID behaviours earlier on during the pandemic.
We hope you enjoyed this mini episode of Psych Talks. And of course, you can hear more episodes by subscribing to our show wherever you get your podcasts. Bye for now.